This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The state's Division of Housing is slowly clearing its backlog of applications for emergency rental assistance. Gail Stiegermach owns about a dozen apartment units. She says she's repeatedly applied for aid since the pandemic began, but it's been a complicated process.
It's inconsistent as to your ability to communicate with them. And as I say, their return on approvals is very slow. It's a couple of months before you can see any funding.
The first time she applied for funding was in March of last year, and she got it in November. So far, she's received about $35,000 in aid. More than 12,000 people are still waiting to receive emergency assistance. State lawmakers are considering banning most types of traveling animal performances unless they are purely educational. A bill up for a Senate hearing today would prohibit acts where elephants, primates, seals, and other wild animals perform tricks or are used as props in photographs. The Democratic bill exempts rodeos, animal sanctuaries, and educational organizations. It passed out of the state house on a party line. Denver is at 30 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy, and it'll be a high of 50 for today with lots of clouds to come. Fort Collins, about the same, mostly cloudy with a high of 48. Stay tuned. There's much more to come. This is CPR News.